In the U.S., police have reportedly arrested nearly 2,000 anti-corporate protesters since the Occupy Wall Street movement emerged last month. Police have come up with various charges against protesters in order to clear streets filled with tents. The demonstrators have pledged to stay in the streets despite the crackdown. Libya's National Transitional Council says Bani Walid, one of the last strongholds of fugitive former ruler Muammar Gaddafi, has been liberated. Revolutionary forces attacked the town on Monday from three sides. Reports say revolutionaries have managed to erect their flags in Bani Walid. The Syrian envoy to the Arab League says the Syrian army has seized an Israeli weapons shipment for armed groups in his country during an emergency meeting in Cairo. Yusuf Ahmed called on Arab nations not to join what he called a U.S.-backed plan to attack Syria. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has warned that any unwise action by Washington against Tehran will face a strong response. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei was referring to the U.S. allegations regarding Iran's alleged involvement in an assassination attempt inside the U.S. In Yemen, at least a dozen people have been killed as regime forces opened fire on opposition protesters in the capital, Sana'a. One protester has also been killed in the southern city of Taiz. The Yemeni demonstrators are demanding an immediate resignation of embattled ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh. Torrential rains and mudslides across Central America have claimed more than 70 lives during the past week. Guatemala and El Salvador have been the hardest hit. A tropical depression caused chaos on roads and forced thousands of people to abandon their homes. Unofficial polling results show most Bolivian voters have cast invalid ballots in elections to choose national judges. The elections are seen as part of a plan by President Evo Morales to reform the justice system. Final results are expected in 5 days. In Mexico, security forces say they've arrested the alleged boss of a notorious drug cartel in the north of the country. This after several days of coordinated police and military operations in the area. At least 9 people were killed in clashes between police and drug gangs on Saturday.